pray this morning that I may speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is there any time in your life that you've felt particularly welcomed by someone's hospitality? In the past few weeks, Poland has truly shown what it means to be hospitable, as they've, according to the Polish Border Guard, received an estimated 1.6 million people who are fleeing from Ukraine. And as a country, it has set aside £1.34 billion worth of funding to help those Ukrainians who have come to the country. It's almost beyond our capacity to imagine this number of people, and it can be easy to imagine these people as simply a number, rather than remembering that each of these 1.6 million people has a unique life of their own and is loved and valued by God. What then do we think that God would have made of the welcoming nature of Poland in the past month? And is there anything the Bible and our gospel reading today can say to us about how we should treat those who have been displaced through conflict? Throughout the whole biblical story, it is clear that special care is given to those who have been displaced. This is as the people of Israel know exactly what it is like to be displaced from their homeland and to be oppressed. As we see in Exodus, this is in the story of Moses, which describes the Jewish peoples in slavery in Egypt. This importance for caring for those who come from a different land is really common throughout the biblical books. And in the early ones, we see in Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy in particular. And for example, Leviticus 19:34, for example, requires the Israelites to treat the stranger as your fellow native and love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. This command and God's will to care for those who are strangers is continually repeated throughout the Old Testament in books such as Jeremiah, Psalms, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Zechariah, and many others. And this continues into the New Testament. And in our passage in Luke today, the theme of hospitality is similarly drawn upon. In this, we see Jesus acting as a prophet, which is someone who brings God's message to people. And here he is bringing a message of salvation and hope to Jerusalem, who he, as God, cares for. As we read in this passage, some Pharisees tried to warn Jesus that Herod, the king of Jerusalem, is not intending to welcome Jesus and his message, and instead plans to kill him. This message would have been a very real threat, especially considering the earlier beheading of Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, by Herod. This is something that Jesus acknowledges as he calls Herod a fox, before then beginning to speak out in judgment against Jerusalem for the way it has received prophets in the past. In this, he accuses them of not welcoming strangers and their messages from God and killing them by stoning instead. Jesus here clearly thinks that the people of Jerusalem will not welcome him. And he was correct, as Jesus was later arrested by the Roman authorities and killed. In contrast to this danger and lack of welcome from Jerusalem, Jesus instead offers an alternative image of what it means to be protective and to welcome. This comes in the form of, in our passage, Jesus taking the image of a mother hen, using her wings to cover her chicks as a protective bird. And actually, this is something we see very commonly used throughout the Old Testament, with God being depicted as an eagle protecting his chicks, which is his people. If you do a quick Google search, then you can find various stories of hens protecting their chicks. And one urban legend claims that a park ranger once found a dead hen burnt in a wood fire. But upon arriving at the hen and further inspection, he found that her chicks were still alive under her, thanks to her sacrifice and protection on top of them. Whilst I can't confirm this to be true, it is a beautiful image. Although there are some similarly sweet videos on YouTube of hens standing and protecting their chicks during rainstorms and such. So that may be worth looking at when you get back. In this image of a hen, we see a warm, embracing vision of God's love for Jerusalem, which Jesus also extends to the stranger, which we should consider when thinking about how we should react to the Ukraine crisis. One passage which we might find helpful is Matthew 25, in which we see Jesus inviting people into heaven who feed the hungry, who invite in strangers, and who clothe the poor. As in helping people in love, they are doing it for him. At Theological College a couple of weeks ago, we had a couple of people who were formerly homeless who came in to speak to us about their experiences of what it was like to be homeless. And their advice to us as potential priests was very clear. If we can offer a handout, that is great. But more importantly, we should try to offer a hand up. It is easy to give money to people, but giving our time to building relationships is much more important and life-changing in the long run. It was through these warm and welcoming relationships that they saw their lives transformed. I'd like to end by answering the question that I asked at the beginning, as to whether there was a time in my life in which I was felt really warmly welcomed. And for me at this time, one particular moment stands out to me. A couple of years ago, I went on holiday with a friend, and at the time, he was struggling with his grandmother being close to death. We decided to find and attend a local Anglican church in the area, and it just so happened the service was a baptism service, and you can see a photo of this on your service sheet provided. For my friend, this service ended up being particularly profound, as the psalm of the day happened to be his grandmother's favorite psalm, Psalm 139. And the sermon just happened to be based around planes and Airbus, his favorite thing, and the company he worked for as an engineer. He found this service particularly profound, and it deeply affected him and changed the way he looked at life. And actually, during the service and after, members of the congregation were exceptionally friendly and went out of their way to ensure that we were invited to dinner as we spent the next 2 hours enjoying their company. This was one of the warmest welcomes I've ever received. And would today ask that during our prayers that we could hold these people to God. This is the congregation of the church. Was based in Christchurch, the Anglican Church of Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. I don't know what has happened to each of these people that we can see on our service sheet, whether some of them have joined the millions in fleeing Ukraine, or whether they have stayed and are currently living in fear. All I know is that when I was a stranger, that they welcomed me in. As we pray today, let us pray for the UK government in making plans to welcome Ukrainian refugees, and that the Holy Spirit would show us how to warmly welcome those who have left their homes behind.